This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We will do some uniform talk on the show today, based on the tweet the team put out yesterday afternoon. Mark Ein joined me late yesterday on my podcast. You'll hear that conversation. And Andrew Brandt will join us on the show at noon, because July 1st was the official day of the new way in which college sports will account for roster compensation. Yeah, there is a salary cap now in college sports. Andrew Brandt at noon to explain it. This from Bert. Bert writes, "Kevin, so let me get this straight. After one season, you have concluded that Jaden is better than Lamar and Mahomes, or is there equivalent? Let the kid actually win something before we crown him. Lamar is the perfect example of how hard it is to win the Lombardi. You can be the two-time MVP and still have nothing to show for it. You have to beat everyone, even yourself." By the way, I don't think anybody said Jaden is better than Mahomes, just to, or even they said, you know, the comp, career comp, could end up becoming Mahomes. This from Dave. Dave writes, and this is all off the conversation that we had the other day about Pro Football Focus's second-year quarterbacks, where they gave all six of those quarterbacks, Jaden, Caleb Williams, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, Drake May, and who am I forgetting at this point? I don't have the list in front of me. The six. Which one did I just forget? Caleb was first, Jaden was second, then Drake May, then Penix Jr., then McCarthy, then Nix. There you go. There's all six of them. And we were talking about, you know, taking the comps, ceiling comp and floor comp. For Jaden, the ceiling comp that they had was Lamar Jackson. The floor comp was Kyler Murray, meaning this is the best case. This is the worst case after what we saw in the first year. And we took it to extend it beyond just current players and said, give me the player you think he can become. When his career is all said and done, what's the ceiling for Jaden? Who's the comp? And then what's the worst case? What's the floor when the career is completed? So a ton of correspondence on this. Dave writes, what is your issue with the Lamar comp? If Jaden's 2025 looked like Lamar's 2024, we're talking about 5,000 yards of offense and 45 combined touchdowns to just four picks. We're talking about the number one offense in the league, 12 wins, and the MVP. Come on now, I'd take that every year. If I could. Playoff success for Lamar is the only knock, and I don't think PFF was implying Jaden could not win a championship. He's being compared to a two-time MVP by age 28, who is the most terrifying offensive player in the league. He is terrifying. Yes, I think that's a pretty good ceiling. Thanks. Love the show. This can actually be an interesting conversation, blending these two emails together. First of all, It's interesting, Dave, that you write about, you know, what's wrong with the Lamar comp. Because a year ago, before Jaden had taken one snap, when there were discussions of comps, and Lamar was a major comp for Jaden, I remember many of our fans, callers, etc., when we did this topic, saying, no, I don't want it to be Lamar. And I was like, what's wrong with Lamar? This is a year ago. What's wrong with Lamar? He's a two-time MVP. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he is going to go down as one of the best, if not the greatest, dual-threat quarterbacks in NFL history. So I do remember feeling the way you did, Dave, a year ago. But now we have a full season under our belt. We watched something pretty special last year, and we watched Jaden be a much more advanced quarterback, especially as a passer, than Lamar was as a young quarterback. Really, Lamar's breakout year as a passer was last year. You know, you're talking about year two of Todd Monken, and Lamar looked great. He was more comfortable. He's processing the release. The anticipation was the best of his career, but that's year seven. Jaden had it in year one. I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan, just so people know, and I think people who have listened, you guys who have listened, I mean, I've rooted for Baltimore and Lamar to get over the hump for the last few years. I'd love to see Baltimore get to a Super Bowl and win one with Lamar Jackson. He is so beloved in that organization, and he's got a hurdle to clear, and that hurdle keeps getting higher every postseason that he does not advance, you know, to a Super Bowl. You know, the opportunity with the Chiefs at home 2 years ago in the AFC Championship game, and then last year, while he did play well in Buffalo, two turnovers were very hurtful to the overall effort. He has not played great playoff football. He is 3-5 as a starter in the postseason. He is 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 3 fumbles. So he's got 10 turnovers, 10 touchdowns. His completion percentage is barely 60%. He hasn't been great in the postseason. So, yeah, I think, Dave, for you, one, I felt the same way that you feel today last year, but I feel differently now because I think that Jaden's career 10 plus years down the road, the ceiling for it is better than what we've seen from Lamar Jackson to date. Now, Lamar may have an unbelievable back half of his career. Let's just say the final 5 to 7 years of his career. You know, he's 7 years in. Let's just say that he's halfway through his career. You know, he's had injuries. A 14-year career for a guy like Lamar Jackson with the way he plays would be pretty impressive. And Lamar, I may change my mind in 3 years when Lamar's got 2 more MVPs and 2 Super Bowls and has become a lethal in-the-pocket passer and developed into that. But as of now, I see Jaden's career comp after 10-plus years of a career is something better than what I've seen from Lamar in his first 7 years. But Lamar's been a great quarterback. I mean, he's already had a Hall of Fame career, right? I mean, you're talking about a guy that's played 7 seasons, has 2 MVPs and an MVP runner-up, 4 Pro Bowls. I think he's a Hall of Famer already with 2 MVPs, but maybe not. Maybe he's got a little bit more to go. Now, back to what Bert said. So let me get this straight. After one season, you've concluded that Jaden is better than Lamar and Mahomes. Nobody said that he was better than Mahomes. People said that his career ceiling could be Mahomes, which would, by the way, be the equivalent. And Bert does write, or is there equivalent? Let the kid actually win something before we crown him. Lamar's the perfect example of how hard it is to win the Lombardi. You can be a two-time MVP and still have nothing to show for it. So this is an interesting topic because I do feel sometimes for me, it's like, am I crowning him too early? Is one season enough to feel like that's who he is. That's what we're going to see as long as he's healthy for the next 10 plus years. Is it enough? It's probably not enough 99 times out of 100. So why are we doing it? And when I say we, I do mean me, near or at the top of the list of believers, of worshipers. I'm in the congregation screaming and then passing out the hat to see how many people are with me. And there are plenty of people dumping money into the hat. Plenty of you are with me on Jaden. Now, part of this for me, I don't think there's any doubt about it, is that I was predisposed to believing that he was going to be great. And all of you that have listened to the show know how, you know, optimistic I was about Jaden Daniels coming out of LSU. I mean, sure, there's the element of wanting to be right, but with respect to this conversation, it was really more about, you know, me feeling like there was a chance he was going to take the league by storm, not to the level that he did. I did not predict that. I predicted that he'd be great and that the team would win enough games to make the postseason in his rookie year. Some of that in the moment was tongue-in-cheek, but I really was very optimistic about Jaden. I just thought every time I watched an LSU game, especially that final year, I'm like, I am watching the next superstar quarterback in the league. Please take him. Please take him. So part of that is the way I felt going in. I understand that. So I want to dial it back a little bit, but I don't want to dial it back a lot, because the year we watched last year was the greatest season for a rookie quarterback in NFL history. And beyond that, it was the way he did it. Bringing his team from behind to win games in walk-off fashion multiple times in the final seconds, in the final minutes. Like, we got to the point last year where we understood, you know, and he needed to do it in the postseason. Remember, we talked at the end of the regular season. All right, we've learned a lot, but we haven't learned everything. We've not learned how he will perform in the team's biggest games. And by the way, that included some big regular season games. And then, you know, he went and had the game that he had against the Falcons to clinch the playoff berth. But then the real one and done, you know, how does he play in the one and done, backed into a corner, when you move on, lose, your season's over? How will he perform there? Because for a lot of quarterbacks, that's a big time judge. I mean, he had this great regular season, but if he went into Tampa and threw three picks and looked terrible and they lost 34-10, we'd still be faced with that question and that hurdle to clear only after 1 year. And he's going to have more opportunities had he not done it last year. He didn't get to the Super Bowl. Okay, so that's the last hurdle. But he's got a 2-1 playoff record. And he's got a 2-1 playoff record playing at an extremely high level in all three games. So, I certainly in two of the three. Okay, I mean, he didn't play poorly in the championship game. He threw for 255, a touchdown, had that pick. Took a couple of sacks, rushed for like 50-something yards. He was not, you know, was not as good as the Tampa and Detroit games, but they were also in a bind down, you know, two scores or more for much of that game, especially from the end of the first half on. So he cleared the hurdle of how is he going to perform in win or go home playoff moments. The answer is incredibly well. So, the question for all of you, 301-230-0980. We'll keep it to the way Bert asked the question. Have we crowned him too early? 301-230-0980. I think the way to sort of think about that question is, really, is one season enough to feel like that's who he is going to be every year until he's too old to play anymore? You know, assuming health. All of these conversations about football and players and performances, they're all with the assumption of health. I mean, it's the biggest determining factor in games and seasons and careers is availability and having enough players available. But is one season enough to feel like that's what we're going to get forever? You know, that's what we're going to get for his entire career, which is why the ceiling comparables the other day were so high. I had him as Steve Young. Many of you had him as Mahomes. I think, you know, one or two called in and said, the GOAT, that's the ceiling. But is it too early to feel that way? Have we crowned him too quickly? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can stream us on YouTube and watch the show at the 980 YouTube page.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Corn to the bottom of the screen. Second and goal. 10 seconds. Daniels fires. End zone. Touchdown. Jamison Crowder. Preposterous. Five turnovers. And the lead with seconds remaining.
He's the middle runner.
Yeah, that was the masterpiece last year, the comeback against Philadelphia. And it was, you know, a masterpiece, as I've said before, that had imperfections because he threw a bad interception in the fourth quarter. But to overcome five turnovers against a team on a 10-game winning streak with clearly in that moment the best defense in the NFL to score 36 points and beat them 36-33. He was just amazing. Although, truth be told, the next game against Atlanta, what he did in that second half and in that overtime almost exceeded it. Jaden Daniels had, by some, you know, metrics, some measurements, more than most, the greatest rookie season by a quarterback in NFL history. Pro Football Reference has something they call approximate value. It's an AV number that's assigned to every player and every player's season. It's an attempt to attach a single number to every player's season since 1960 based on a lot of different criteria. And Jaden's last year, his AV was 20. That's first out of 132 rookie quarterbacks since 1960 that played and started as a rookie. Second on that list is Cam Newton, whose 2011 season he had a 19. But you're talking about, you know, Jaden Daniels along with Newton, Russ Wilson, Dak Prescott, RG3. Those are really among the greatest rookie seasons of all time. C.J. Stroud had an excellent rookie season as well. We know that he was just the sixth rookie quarterback in NFL history to lead his team to a conference championship game. But the others, to be fair, Sean King in 1999, Ben Roethlisberger in 2004, Flacco in 2008, Sanchez in 2009, and Brock Purdy in 2022, were leading great all-around teams that were, for the most part, led by their defense. You know, the Tampa team, the Pittsburgh team, the Flacco-Baltimore team in 08. Not the 2012 team that Flacco was legitimately outstanding in the postseason and their defense wasn't as good. Sanchez, clearly a defensive-dominated team. And Brock Purdy had an unbelievable run game and defense in 2022. Jaden, out of the quarterbacks that led teams or were quarterback rookie quarterbacks on teams that made championship games, is the only one that strapped the team to his back and took it to a championship game. So, you know, their passer rating numbers were Jaden's all-time, AV numbers, you know, rookie quarterback led, you know, deep runs into the postseason. It's the greatest rookie season ever. And I'm asking the question based on a couple of emails, including this one from Bert, who said, "So let me get this straight. After one season, you have concluded that Jaden is better than Lamar and Mahomes, or is their equivalent? Let the kid actually win something before we crown him. Lamar's the perfect example of how hard it is to win the Lombardi. You can beat a two-time MVP and still have nothing to show for it." This off of the conversation of ceiling and floor for Jaden the other day that we had. So have we crowned him too early? You know, is one season enough to feel like we've seen enough? This is who he's going to be. He's going to be everything he was as a rookie and even better as the surrounding cast improves, as he matures, although he played like a pretty mature quarterback last year. I think it is early 99 times out of 100, but I don't know that it is in this case. I think still the only thing that concerns me about Jaden Daniels is the exact same thing that concerned me last year. And that is his frame one in which it'll hold up and he'll be available for 15, 16, 17 games a year consistently throughout his career? We saw him get hurt in a game last year. Saw him get hurt twice in a game last year, but ended up missing the majority of the game against Carolina, the game in which Marcus Mariota came in and played extremely well. I don't think we have. I know we have, but I think this is the exception to the rule, so I'm going to continue to do it. 301-230-0980. Have we crowned him too early? Max, what do you say?
So there's a lot. I'm old enough to remember Patrick Mahomes' rookie year and the feeling I got when I watched him do the things that he did on the field. And it was
you mean year two. It was his second year.
Yeah, correct.
The first year that he played.
His breakout year, yes.
Yes.
So, and just by watching him, I got a lot of those same feelings when I watched Jaden. Because there's very few guys who play with the IQ that he does, with the movement that he does, with just the speed in general that he does. And it's like every time throughout the season we got into like a fourth and short situation or something like that, he bailed this team out on like third and 15, fourth and two, anywhere on the field. He was able to get them out of it. So it's, I won't say it's too early to crown him as like one of the top quarterbacks, but I do need to see more in order to like dry the cement. You know what I mean?
I think that's a really, really good way to kind of view Jaden. And people are going to say, well, that's Mahomes. Okay, well, that first year of him starting, not his rookie year, as we know. Mm-hmm. By the way, I've said this a million times. I think if Andy Reid had pulled Alex Smith and put Mahomes in when they were struggling at one point in that season in 2017, I think Mahomes would have been great as a rookie. I don't think he needed to sit the entire year, but no one will ever know. But the year two that he had, you know, 50 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions, 5,000 yards, the MVP, let's also not forget, they got to the AFC Championship game and lost that game. They lost to the Patriots at home in overtime, 37-31, I think it was. Now, he threw for many more yards. He threw for a lot more touchdowns that particular season. His rush yards, though, weren't anywhere near.
He also had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce on his team, too. So that helped quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, Jaden had, you know, over, you know, 860-something yards rushing. So 600 more yards rushing than Mahomes did and was much more of a factor as a dual-threat quarterback. But I like that because in Kansas City, you could have easily, after that season, said, have we crowned him too early? The problem, the one difference is that season was one of the greatest seasons a quarterback's ever played, not as a rookie, but as a quarterback at any point in their career. So there is that. But sure. I like that because I guarantee you there were people that were saying, well, just hold on here. It's just 1 year. And then there were others that were saying, yeah, but if you watch that year and you saw what he did, and you saw what he did in the clutch during those games.
It's the eye test, man.
Yeah.
There's no replacing it.
All right. Let's get to the phone lines. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Have we crowned Jaden Daniels too quickly, too early? Let's start with our guy, Chad, in Nashville. Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin.
Chad,
so what's going to happen is they're going to do a documentary on the Washington Redskins and the Commanders. And it is going to go through 25 years, 30 years of the transition of this team and the downfall and the absolute just travesty of losing this franchise. Not losing, but you know what I'm talking about. And then here comes Jaden Daniels. That documentary, 75% of it, the filler of the whole freaking documentary will be nothing but Jaden Daniels. And here's why. What he did last year, I don't think we will see probably again for a while, even if you look at quarterbacks coming out. I guarantee you. Jay Gruden, you've had Jay Gruden on. You've had Shanahan on. And they have talked about things that you can't fake, things that you can't get. You can maybe get a little better, but you'll never be elite at. He showed last year, check mark, check mark, check mark, check mark.
Yeah.
He can do it. He can be elite doing it, and he's got the attitude to be able to sustain it. And that's why I was saying, man, I got to see. It's that part of that departing, we got to get out of that mode of kind of a fear of things are going to go wrong. And as of after the season, a couple months, I don't know if you can convince me that we're not looking at the second coming of a Tom Brady or the next Patrick Mahomes. That you just can't convince me now that we're not. And to me, as a Redskins fan, saying that, for us to be able to say that, is insanity. And to even Tommy on your podcast, how many times has he said, this magic isn't fake. This magic's real. This
I think
real.
It's real. I do. But it doesn't mean – both things can be true, that what we saw was real, but we've also crowned him too early. Because
it was
just 1 year. I'm with you, though. You know how I feel. I feel like what I watched last year was borderline flawless. Now, you know, the coaches will tell you, you know, the footwork can improve or this can improve a little bit. But even they're stretching and reaching to find things that he didn't do well. He checked every box as a rookie.
Yep.
He can throw it short, quick game. He can throw it medium. He can throw it. Remember all the concerns about he can't throw the ball over the middle. You know, he takes too many sacks, his pressure to sack percentage. He checked all of the boxes, the deep ball, from the pocket, on the move, creating, you know, off schedule, as a runner, designed runner, option runner, scrambler, in the clutch. Team needs him to deliver on a big drive late in the game. In games in which if you lose, you go home. He checked every box. Now, he was given the opportunity to check every box because they won 12 games, which he was largely responsible for. So you got into some of those big games. That's the other thing that came out of last year. And it's going to pay off in a big way. Is
with a bad defense.
These guys
too,
played massive games. Massive games.
Yeah, with a bad defense. And he every other quarterback that's gone to an NFC championship game has had a top defense. Look at Lane, those quarterbacks. They weren't great. Thanks for taking
my call,
Chad.
Appreciate it. You know, I've tried to think, like, what could go wrong in this upcoming season? Well, they're clearly playing, at least on paper right now, a much tougher schedule. Teams that are much better offensively than the teams they played last year. And that's very important because the defense struggled last year against average to less than average offensive football teams. And if you end up not getting off the field and giving up too many points, and now the pressure, just like it was last year, on Jaden to put up 30-plus, 28-plus, to drive him down the field late, etc., will that hold up against better quarterbacks, better teams? We'll see. But in terms of the only thing I can come up with that could go wrong is either he gets hurt or legitimately the supporting cast up front, skill positions, just isn't anywhere near good enough. And it wasn't great last year. And it looks better this year, just along the offensive line. It looks better this year. But what if, you know, Tunsil got hurt? What if, you know, Biotish, you know, remember what happened when Biotish had a game off? What if Terry, you know, doesn't get there until late and isn't the same player? What if Debo is out of shape? What if the running backs really were the problem last year? Even if that's the case, I still think that he and Kingsbury would scheme up enough offense and he would be productive enough for the team to be competitive. Let's go to Kendall. Kendall, thanks for holding. Have we crowned Jaden Daniels too quickly?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? No, man. Everybody's made some great points. I'll add that outside of every box that he's checked, outside of every extraordinary thing that he's done, he's made people better. So the kid is one of one, man. He's one of one. And is he going to be less prepared this year than in the coming years than he's been? No. Is he going to be less accurate? No. He's going to only get better. Now, will he have some areas where team scheme, different things that he has to, but he's so prepared and he has such a great work ethic and attitude that I mean, in my eyes, I mean, I have him clearly at number five in the league, but I'm not taking any quarterback, Mahomes included, over Jaden. I want Jaden, and I would dare say maybe not Kansas City, but Baltimore, Buffalo, and Cincinnati. If they had an opportunity to get just a one for one swap, they'd consider it if it was serious. It was because the kid is that good, man. So I just can't wait to see what he does in the future.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is where, like, you know, you have to take a step back and say, well, maybe we aren't crowning him too early, because if you took every team in the league right now, Buffalo wouldn't swap, Kansas City wouldn't swap, I mean, I don't think Cincinnati would swap, Baltimore, Lamar for Jaden, they probably wouldn't swap, and then who? I mean, you're going to tell me the Eagles wouldn't swap Jalen Hurts for Jaden Daniels? The Cowboys, the Giants, the Goff is older. Minnesota doesn't know with McCarthy. I mean, Jordan Love, come on. I mean, I think he's a really good quarterback. Baker Mayfield, you're not going to swap for Jaden Daniels? Stafford at his age, you're not going to swap with Jaden Daniels? Purdy, Murray, you know, Herbert, I don't know. I think the Chargers, given what he's done in big games versus what Jaden's done in big games, I think you'd swap, if you're a Chargers fan, your quarterback for Jaden. Denver, Knicks, definitely. Trevor Lawrence, sure. You know, who are we forgetting? Anybody? Drake May? I think so. I think there are four teams for sure that probably would say thanks, but no thanks. But they actually might consider it. Kansas City wouldn't. Buffalo wouldn't. Baltimore and Cincinnati might call a meeting to discuss it, but probably would stick with who they have. That tells you something. And I don't think that's crazy to say that basically of the other 31 teams, 27 would swap their quarterback for Jaden Daniels right now. Let's go to our guy, Junkyard Dog. Junkyard Dog, have we crowned Jaden Daniels too quickly? JYD, you there?
It's a 50-50 split. Certainly because if we look at what he's done and what he can do with the proper things around him, yes, he can do it. He hasn't been crowned too soon, but we also have the factor that sometimes quarterbacks do regress some in their second year. It doesn't mean that they're bad quarterbacks or that they won't be continue to be great quarterbacks, but sometimes you see a regression simply because, are they really focusing, or are they seeing what they really actually seeing, something new from defensive coordinators out there on the field?
Yep.
Then we also have to look at also this team. I know everybody loves the general manager, but to me, he's a little too slow for me. Because I don't think he's really looking at a sense of urgency of really putting the pieces around a quarterback that is on a quarterback-friendly deal, and then I'll let you go.
Thanks, JYD. Well, they did invest in one of the best pass-blocking left tackles in the game with multiple draft choices and probably, you know, this time next year a commitment to pay him, or less than a year away from a commitment to extend him. So, you know, they went out and got Deebo Samuel. I think they're trying offensively to add pieces around him for sure. I think defensively, that's where we'll find out. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Have we crowned Jaden Daniels too early? G, what's up?
Nah, we ain't crowned him. And what are we crowning him? Like, we are knowing that
he's the best quarterback we done had in years because all the dudes that we done had, we done seen.
Well, we're crowning him, many of us are, and I am, as already a top five quarterback in the league.
No, because
elite.
And that's what he did. That's what he did last year.
Yeah, I understand that, but you asked, how are we crowning him? That would be an example of how we're crowning him. We've already called him after one season among the elite quarterbacks in the league. He's in that top tier of quarterbacks after one season.
And that goes back to our conversation last week, because our eye test showed us that. He put it out there on the field. He threw for 3,500. You know what I'm saying? 100 passing rating, man. Went to the conference championship as a rookie. Like, we seen we know what we seeing. Like, we seen Kobe as a rookie. He only averaged 7 points a game, but we saw the greatness and flashes in that type of season. He won the dunk contest, had the star power. We saw that. But Jaden Daniels did much more than what Kobe did in his rookie year. So, no, we're not crowning him, like, as the greatest quarterback, but my eye test definitely shows me that he's a top five, top seven best quarterback in the league after 1 year. Like, that's not far-fetched, man. We done watched enough football to see the talent and what he brings to the table.
I agree with you, but part of the crowning, G, is also the conversation that we had the other day, talking about who this guy is going to end up being, you know, the ceiling. And people were saying he's Mahomes. He's might be the GOAT when he's done. You know, I threw out Steve Young as the ceiling comp, first ballot Hall of Famer. So that's part of it, too. Yeah. So, look, people have gotten carried away. I don't want to describe it as carried away. We have talked glowingly about this player like we've never talked about a player. I don't think we talked about RG3 this way, even though RG3 had a special year.
That's the thing.
We knew he had some flaws in his game.
We done lived through the Dookie for years. So I'm not letting Burt or nobody tell me not to be super excited off what I've seen, because I done watched doo-doo for the last few years. So I don't care if he's saying I'm crowning him too early. No, I'm excited because he shows me that the ceiling definitely could be Mahomes with multiple rings. And also my floor, because I ain't calling him, was Randall Cunningham, because Randall was a killer for years.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable at that position. And we're not crowning him too early, Bert.
All right. Those of you who are on hold, stay there. Robert, Keith, Mike, Pauly. We've got a line open. Have we crowned Jaden Daniels a bit too early, just after one season? Phone lines open. 301-230-0980. Mark Ein next hour. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, last night, the Portland Trail Blazers let DeAndre Ayton go, and now he signs a 2-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Clayton Kershaw hits 3,000 strikeouts against the Chicago White Sox last night. He becomes the fourth left-handed pitcher to reach that milestone. The Nats, they split yesterday's doubleheader with the Tigers 1-1. The first game, a disaster right from the jump, with the Nats down 10 runs just after 4 innings. The second game, the Nats showed a little bit of life late in the 8th, tallying 6 runs and giving them a 9-4 lead to close out the game. Tonight, they will close out the series against the Detroit Tigers. First pitch at 6:45 on the Fan. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hey, what's up? It is Jayden Daniels, end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Zach Ertz takes Washington into the playoffs.
Against the Falcons on Sunday Night Football was insane. The runs that he had, you know, the physical exhaustion. Remember Mariota coming out and helping him. Just amazing, throwing that touchdown pass on third and goal to give Washington the 30-24 lead. Remember, this year, Atlanta would still get another opportunity with the football. Remember, the overtime rule has changed. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're asking a simple question. Look, we've been incredibly excited as a fan base, over the top complimentary, over the top discussing Jayden Daniels' rookie season. You know, I say over the top. I mean, it's been just overwhelming discussion about how great he was last year. You know, and the question is, have we crowned him too early? You know, is there, you know, a feeling that one season is not enough to determine who he's going to be for the next 10? And I'm at the top of this list, man, with many of you. I think what I saw last year is the aberration. Like, this is the one out of 100 where it's not crowning him too early. You know, injury aside, because that's always a possibility, and he does have that frame that you're concerned about. You know, you don't want him being the leading rusher in 10 games in this upcoming year. You don't want him to take some of the hits that he took last year. You want him to protect himself, you know, and continue to improve in the protecting himself category. But I don't know. I think I watched last year as a lifelong football fan an absolute outlier in terms of a rookie season. And to me, it was without flaw. It would be one thing, like RG3's rookie season was sensational. And we were, you know, beyond ourselves in discussing how great he was. But he had flaws. You know, A, he could not protect himself to save his life. Two, he could not throw consistently from the pocket when he needed to throw. He was not a quick processing, re-defense pocket quarterback. Now, with Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan as the coaches, I remember thinking, that'll come. He'll improve because they're as good as he can have. That's the irony about him essentially running the head coach and OC out of town, is that they were the best for him. I mean, they actually were the best you could have in the development of a young quarterback. Jaden didn't have any flaws last year, man. What were his flaws? He was a high-level, elite-level pocket passer, and he was not only an elite-level playmaker and runner, he was all-time elite-level. Vic, Lamar, in that category. Let's go to Pauly. Pauly, go ahead.
Big guy, how you doing, man? Hell to the W.
Yep.
So did we crown him too early? Hell yeah, we did. We crowned him too early, man. But you know what? I don't give a F. You know what I mean? Because it's well-deserved. I'm going to tell you the most impressive thing to me about it all is his fourth down composure, man. I mean, Philly got the tush push. We got Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Because we wasn't just getting first downs. He was throwing touchdowns on fourth down, running for first down. I mean, his fourth down composure and just being so cool and icing his veins on fourth down, man. I mean, that's what impressed me the most about his season last year. So, yeah, did we crown him too early? Yeah, we did, but it's well deserved. And I ain't complaining about it. So, you know, hey, the sky's the limit, man. And it's just great to be able to say that for our quarterback. Yeah, we crowned him too early.
The clutch, you know, gene that he clearly has, the composure that he has in those moments, isolating it to fourth down composure is well done. I just, you know, we talked about this play the other day, but the fourth and 11 run, you know, against Philly in the comeback. I mean, if he doesn't get that, if they don't pick up that first down, they don't win the game. Philly's got the ball up 13 in Washington territory.
What about the fourth down pass to Terry against Cincinnati on Monday?
Yeah.
Night?
There was a fourth down throw to McCaffrey on that drive, but the touchdown to Terry was a third down throw.
Well, regardless, he missed one of them passes. Cincinnati come back down the field to score, so we wasn't stopping them. You know?
No, we weren't on that game.
Right. So, just his playmaking ability and what he did on fourth down, man. I think, like I said, Philly got the tush push. We got Jaden.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Actually, that fourth down throw on that final drive was to Ertz. Didn't he have a big throw in that game to McCaffrey in the Cincinnati game? Pretty sure he did on fourth down. I could be wrong. But the fourth down throw before the third down touchdown to Terry was to Ertz. Have we crowned Jaden too early? Keith in Clinton. Keith, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Paulie make me sick, man. Paulie just took what I had to say. Basically, I was going to say, yeah, we crowned him a little too early, but basically same reason that Paulie said. But I really don't care because what he showed me out there on that field, I'm impressed with. The only thing that I will say is that how much of that credit did we have to get to Cliff Kingsbury? Because with that coach working with him and bringing him along slowly, because we were getting frustrated with all these old dinking dunks quick screens, short screens and everything else. He wouldn't go downfield. But then you see the whole season, he slowly took him downfield to build his confidence up. And then after that, my thing was, are we going to be the same if Cliff Kingsbury left? Would he be the same quarterback this year? Fortunately, he's back, so he'll have somebody still grooming him to go a little further. But also, last thing is his balls. Now, you're going to get mad at me on this one. The medium, the shorts, there's a lot of balls. I've been watching all these games through the offseason over and over. A lot of medium to short passes, balls are really low. Now, am I wrong? Balls are really low. And like, even the catch that we made against Tampa Bay, he stretched out Titan stretched out to grab the ball. It was a good throw, but, you know, it's funny that you said that
because I do remember some of those low throws. I also remember a couple of high throws early, but I think you're right. Yeah. But, you know, every quarterback, you know, will have a throw that isn't exactly where it needs to be. Some of those low throws were purposeful. I'd have to go back and look at all of those. The Kingsbury thing that you started with, let me just address that. Cliff Kingsbury was very important to Jaden Daniels in his rookie season. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to debate that. I think the thing that, you know, would never enter my mind is that he was a Cliff Kingsbury, you know, creation, because Cliff Kingsbury doesn't play on fourth down with that composure. He doesn't take the field and generate the kind of confidence that his team had, you know, with 2 minutes to go down four, needing a touchdown to win. There was the intangible stuff with Jaden isn't a Kingsbury creation. He was just way ahead of what typically young quarterbacks, you know, are in terms of those moments. I mean, he was a clutch gene veteran as a rookie. It's hard to do. Thanks for the call. Everybody on hold. We'll do this another segment. The phone lines are packed. Have we crowned Jaden too early? Stay on hold. I'll get to you next segment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.